With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The exceptional drought category expanded in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report from just over 1% last week to just over 3% this week. Exceptional drought can be found in parts of Tama, Benton, Iowa, Johnson, Linn, and Buchanan counties. There was also a slight increase in the extreme drought category to 24.27% this week. Some level of drought is now reported across the entire state. In the broadcast area, southeastern Hancock, northeastern Wright, most of Cerro Gordo, all of Floyd, most of Butler, the northern one half of Franklin, and the eastern portion of Grundy County are all in the extreme drought category. Farmers are making progress on the fall harvest in Iowa, but some say their combines have been dirty, dusty, and becoming black in color when they're done for the day harvesting corn. Iowa State University Extension Outreach Field Agronomist Angie Reekens tells Radio On The Go News some farmers think the problem is what is called tar spot, but that's really not the case.
When we get to this time of year and that corn matures, those leaves get infected with a saprophytic fungi, which just means they feed on dead tissue. And those fungi are actually what breaks down our crop residue in the field. So they're not a bad thing. They don't cause any big concerns for livestock feed.
Reekens has this advice for those harvesting corn.
You can always take a look at those leaves, and tar spots pretty easily distinguish, even still at this time of year. That black, dark spot is bigger than those saprophytic fungi spots. It's darker in color, and it's actually raised. The saprophytic fungi does not exhibit those characteristics. So if you're concerned, just take a leaf, look before you run that combine through those fields.
Reekens says she has heard of corn yields between 140 and 240 bushels an acre, while soybean yields have been between 40 and 75 bushels an acre. Due to a high number of docket proceedings, the Iowa Utilities Board is canceling its monthly public board meeting set for October 9th, November 7th, and December 12th, 2023. The IUB has several public hearings and other contested cases pending, and canceling monthly public meetings also reduces the risk of ex parte communications under Iowa law. Iowa code prohibits communications with board members about contested cases pending before the IUB. In addition to canceling the October 9th meeting, the IUB issued an order on Tuesday canceling a scheduling conference that was set to immediately follow that meeting. The scheduling conference was related to a procedural schedule for the proposed Navigator Heartland Greenway carbon capture pipeline. Navigator filed a request last week to suspend IUB activity in that docket, noting the company will provide the IUB with a status update about the project in March 2024. An event entitled Remember My Name will be held tomorrow in Mason City. The event is sponsored by the North Iowa Domestic and Sexual Abuse Community Coalition and will honor the 385 Iowans who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence between January 1st, 1995 and March 31st, 2023. Remember My Name begins tomorrow at noon with a free lunch provided at the Mason City Room of the Mason City Public Library, with a program to begin at 12:10 p.m. Tuesday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 31-year-old Angela McAtee of Van Horn on the charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, for possession of drug paraphernalia, and for unlawful possession of a prescription drug. McAtee was later released from custody. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors this week discussed issues with people dialing into the conference phone and not hearing people talk at meetings. Discussion including an upgrade to the conference phone, a sound system with microphones and speakers, having a designated place for people who want to address the board to come closer to the table or a podium so the callers on the phone can hear them, and differences in sound on recording devices. The board will check with the county IT director on the options. In other business, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors plan on holding the next board meeting in the EOC training room to discuss a petition requesting a wind moratorium and updates to the zoning ordinance. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced a third round of funding for the Child Care Business Incentive Grant Program to encourage employers to offer child care as a benefit to their employees. This round of the Child Care Business Incentive Grant Program will provide $5 million to support child care projects in Iowa. Funds may be used to support arrangements between employers and child care facilities to reserve child care slots. Applicants can apply for up to $250,000. Proposals are due November the 2nd. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has scheduled a meeting for Tuesday in Wellsburg to update the public on chronic wasting disease surveillance and management efforts in Grundy County. Chronic wasting disease is a neurological disease belonging to the family of diseases known as TSEs. It attacks the brain of infected deer, causing the animal to lose weight, display abnormal behavior, lose body functions, and die. It's always fatal to the infected animal. The chronic wasting disease meeting will be held Tuesday beginning at 7 p.m. at the Wellsburg Memorial Building. The latest fall color report from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says that for Northeast Iowa, this week and next are best to enjoy a fall road trip in this part of the state. Now, with white pine trees are dropping their two-year-old needles, aspen starting to turn yellow, while vibrant colors are coming from several species, including a sugar maple and walnut trees. Estimated peak viewing is from now until October the 15th. For North Central Iowa, sumac, dogwoods, and Virginia creeper are all showing red. Hard maples are showing more orange and some red. The estimated peak viewing time for this part of the state is around October the 14th. Today's guest on the Radio On the Go Newsmaker program is the chairman of the Franklin County Board of Supervisors, Chris Van Ness. We'll talk about the recent wage and compensation study that was completed for several positions in the county. And we'll discuss the latest on the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline project that would cross southwest Franklin County. The Radio On the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. The Powerball jackpot has climbed to an estimated $1.4 billion after no players matched all six numbers and hit it rich last night. Players will next have a shot at the Powerball jackpot Saturday night. No matter how large the prize grows, the odds stay the same. It's those odds of 1 in 292.2 million that make the jackpot so hard to win. The $1.4 billion jackpot is for a sole winner who takes an annuity paid annually over 30 years. Winners choosing the cash option would receive an estimated $643.7 million. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 73, and the low of 44. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.